In this segment, as a longtime advocate for better planning, I'm going to discuss decisions of our past and current mayor and council members. For many of the new listeners, I want to open with an email I sent to another previously engaged community member. In October 14, 2010, I sent this message. I have spoken the same message for 10 years about planning, and I mentioned in 2007 we'd end up with redevelopment zoning, and well, here we are. Understand I'm not an economist, nor would I predict what the economy would do. It has been speculated that the market in housing isn't going to turn around until 2025. We are the worst area. Visionaries can make it through the lean times as well as the times of abundance with good, sound planning. Davis is the example, and they do have low-income housing. Sparky once said that we needed inclusionary housing. I agree, and I voted for him. Developers don't like that. The city has changed so many standards, I believe this could be done again. Remember, they are all just guidelines. Today, 13 years later, is our city in any better position with our housing, in particular addressing the ever-increasing homeless population? Indeed, the city has approved affordable projects in the past, along with the recently approved projects clustered all along Bruceville Road. Addressing and placing affordable housing in our city has been a juggling act as developers select to pay artificially low fees for affordable housing units. This affordable fee to build market rate action has allowed the home builders to wash their hands of a real sense of responsibility to provide an opportunity for first-time buyers who cannot purchase the currently built multi-generational big boxes. Our mayor and city council members' vision of addressing affordable housing is through only one product: build more large apartment projects and attempt to locate in areas where they would not be a political hot potato. Results: undeveloped areas in the southern portion of the city and the Bruceville corridor became the prime sites. Here are a couple past stories of helping out our lower income residents. The approved 2006 Waterman Square project built at Bond and Waterman Road in East Elk Grove. This project has remained isolated from employment or services. No covered bus stop, no sidewalk along Waterman to safely walk the 1.2 miles to the Bel Air Market. Just recently, a sidewalk has been constructed, and a storage facility and gas station is under construction. St. Anton, a builder of several of our affordable apartment projects, were allowed a downzone in the Laguna Ridge SPA. The downzone, of course, eliminated units while relieving the developer from installing elevators on the three-story unit project. Our three-story affordable apartment projects, with the exception of the senior projects, do not have elevators. Now, most recently, our affordable housing projects have expanded on Bruceville to include, in 2020, our city purchased land with 9 acres developable for $2.9 million to incentivize building of affordable apartments on the northern portion of Bruceville. The 2021 approved 294-unit Lila affordable apartment project, Gardens at Quail Run 2, is a 96-unit apartment project. Also, the city approved the 84-unit Cornerstone Village apartment project next to the Light of the Church property. This project is different from the other projects as it specifically will have 9 units of supportive housing for our homeless resident population and 21 units for our residents with developmental disabilities. Thank you to the Light of the Church members for stepping up to address this need. In 2023, the 387 Poppy Grove apartment project was approved. This project has 6 four-story buildings that were described as having elevators. The developer was required by state law to put elevators in. At the same time, the developer received a special parking permit with reduced parking for this project. Hopefully, the residents do not have many friends, as parking is limited. Our city has used our tax dollars to purchase and develop 3 houses in Elk Grove addressing the needs of our homeless families and single individuals. One of the homes is permanent shared housing, while the other two homes are transitional, with the goal of moving the families and individuals into permanent affordable housing in our city. In the future, Elk Grove will be opening a fourth permanent shared home for our seniors. Addressing housing for our lower-income families, individuals, and homeless population requires our mayor and city council to look beyond affordable apartments. In my opinion, this will require several innovative solutions and political risk-taking on the part of the mayor and city council members. First, we must begin to think past apartments as the only affordable housing project. We are segregating our lower-income population. We must consider inclusionary housing and call the home builders to build the product. This could be encouraged by increasing the affordable housing fees to a level that encourages inclusionary home building. Or better yet, pass an inclusionary housing ordinance. Second, to only believe the city of Elk Grove can provide transitional or permanent housing for homeless is not right. To deny a supportive permanent housing option located to and not far from services was not inclusive. If our mayor and city council members are serious about inclusionary, they must think past the population that lives at their income level. It is my hope that our 1% sales tax increase addresses the needs of our homeless in a meaningful way. I am closing my comments with a conversation I had with my aunt and uncle living in the area. They had a former Elk Grove City Council member meet with their homeowners association. This elected official said the number one problem facing Sacramento County is homelessness and proceeded to blame a city. My immediate response, I do not see homelessness as the number one problem in our county. I see it as the politicians who have been put in place. Thank you. And this is Lynn Wheat with More Than 3 Minutes.